USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, 9 states set records for coronavirus infections since the pandemic began, hitting one-day highs or new 7-day averages for confirmed cases. Spikes in cases striking Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Meanwhile, it was the same day that Vice President Mike Pence was talking about fears of a second wave of infections being overblown.
Every state in this country and nearly three-quarters of America's small businesses have already begun to reopen.
A lawsuit that was filed Monday calling for CDC coronavirus guidelines to be required during Saturday's Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been denied by a judge. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Good product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, baby. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The president signing an executive order concerning police reform yesterday. Now Senate Republicans have unveiled their police reform legislation. Here's South Carolina's Tim Scott, the U.S. Senate's only black Republican.
What the Justice Act focuses on is police reform, accountability, and transparency.
Scott says the overwhelming majority of police officers are decent, hard-working officers, but he says overall confidence on policing must be restored, especially within America's communities of color. He's calling on Democrats to get on board with the Senate proposal. Meanwhile, House Democrats are crafting a bill of their own. It's the 5th anniversary of a deadly South Carolina mass church shooting as a self-described white supremacist, Dylan Roof, killed 9 African Americans during a Bible study at the church in Charleston. He was later convicted of state and federal charges, including hate crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In Mississippi's second largest city, the state flag with its Confederate emblem is no longer flying at City Hall after a unanimous vote by the Gulfport City Council to replace it with that state's first official banner, the 1861 Magnolia flag. The Aunt Jemima Syrup and Pancake Mix brand making major changes. Quaker, a subsidiary of PepsiCo, making the announcement that it's getting rid of the logo and changing the product's name. It comes as symbols seen as racist have been coming under more and more intense scrutiny after weeks of protests after the death of African-American people at the hands of police, including George Floyd. The so-called Pancake Mammy was originally created in the 19th century based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green. Although the image was updated in the latter half of the 20th century to look more like a modern homemaker, critics say it still features a racist connotation, and that includes the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old minstrel song that was performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching both that image and the name is part of a larger effort to, in the words of a statement, make progress towards racial equality in the United States. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.